927 4CC. Morning to Mayor Matt Burnett. Hello, Matty.
Good morning, mate, and welcome back to Central Queensland.
Thank you. Good to be back, actually. I miss being on air. It's about the only thing I miss.
No, well, sounds like you had a good time in Winton, but I bet you.
Oh, yeah, mate,
good to have
great
you back here at CQ.
Yeah, mate, no, yeah. Good to be back. Hey, you're busy Sunday with a lot of other people. We had the Premier in town, and Twiggy Forrest was here as well.
Oh, look, that was a fantastic announcement. For anyone who missed it, it was huge. It was huge for Gladstone. We're not just talking about those hydrogen facilities, those hydrogen plants, the big ones with Iwatani and Sumitomo. We're talking about actually manufacturing the components, the electrolyzers, the wind turbines, the electrical cabling right here in central Queensland. Mm. Huge. It's $115 million straight up, and it's $1 billion over a number of years. So you're not just talking about making hydrogen and exporting hydrogen or green ammonia or whatever. You're talking about manufacturing components and exporting them right around the world. It is huge in terms of future jobs.
Yeah, they're saying biggest in the world.
Well, it will double the world's electrolyzer for capability immediately, almost straight away. He knows what he's talking about. $115 million is not a small investment, but it's $1 billion when you look into the long term. And this is long-term jobs, not just for Gladstone, but right across central Queensland. It's really big news for us. And we've been working with them for a number of months now, but he moves fast. He wants to turn dirt in January, February next year.
Wow. Look, it's over a 10-year period. A lot of people are worried because they might go bang with all these workers. But no, that's not the case. It's over periods of time. So it'll...
Well, 10 years for construction, and then you're talking decades and decades of employment and jobs when you're manufacturing. That. It's not just building a... And not that we're not excited about it. We're very excited to have Iwatani Sumitomo making hydrogen here. But these are the components. So those two companies, won't need to import the products. They'll be able to use the local, if they choose to, obviously, but they'll be able to use and purchase their products made locally, depending on when they start, of course.
How cool's that? And it's Get Ready Queensland Week, because we're coming into our storm season.
We are. So that started this week. We're halfway through it already, so it's from the 10th to the 16th of October. There's three steps to get ready. So the idea is to understand your risk, do an assessment of your home, your area. Do you live near bushland? Are the trees near the home? Do you have, in the flood area? And the second step is to prepare your household emergency plan. And the final step is to pack your emergency kit, which always should include that radio station tuned to 4CC, of course, but also, make sure you have batteries for the radio and all the rest of it. No good having a radio to hear the updated news if you don't have batteries to...
Get them from Battery Well. Get them from Croc.
There you go. Absolutely.
Looking out for local.
And also, jump in, have a look at Region Watch on Council's website as well. So you can easily just Google Gladstone Region Watch or hop on Council's website and you'll be able to log in there, and all more information is all there for you to understand. The cyclone season is coming. The Bureau of Meteorology says we've got a 66% chance, I think it is, to have more than four cyclones this season, and that's generally between November and April. But, the rain's coming, which is good, but cyclones might come with it, so you've got to be very careful and prepared.
Gladstone.qld.gov.au is the council website, and you'll be able to navigate. Look, there's a whole heap of things you can see there, what's happening around Gladstone as well, the Gladstone region. You'll keep up to date with absolutely everything. Put it into your favourites. Gladstone.qld.gov.au, and you click on it any time. Matt, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries.
We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, mate.
Mayor Matt Burnett joining us here on 4CC.